was on the air with Gary at the time, and you even did some things out there at the racetrack, didn't you, Jim?
Yeah, I did a lot of stuff out there, but the big thing, Gary and I did all the sports together.
Yeah,
we did the Rupper football and the Wagner football. We did the baseball games. Gary brought me in to do the play-by-play and baseball and football.
I did not realize that. I knew you did it with Horace Boren, but you did it with Gary, too, huh?
Yeah, Gary was what got me interested in doing play-by-play. The Horace was the one that forced me to do it. I was better than Horace.
Well, you know, Gary was doing sports out there on television for a while.
Yeah, I knew that. I went out there back in 81 and got a job out there at KLAC in Los Angeles. Gary set me up a deal, and so you can't get your interviews are so hard to get out there.
Oh, I know.
He got me in and got me an interview, and I got the job. Then I never showed up for work. I said, I'm not going to live out here, so I came home. But I'll tell you something about Gary Clark. You know, Gary was a great friend of mine, but he was never on time for nothing. Gary was never on time, but the main thing I'll tell you about...
I remember that. He was as bad as me about showing up just as the record ended.
Oh, and he did the news at 7 o'clock there when I was going off. And he was never there. He got paid for doing that news at 7 o'clock.
And you always had to do it.
Always had to do it. I never got paid for it. I think that the company probably owes me $2,000 or $3,000 for doing those
newscasts for him.
Newscasts. But Gary Clark was, you know, he was paralyzed from his waist down.
Yes, he was.
He had polio when he was like 5 years old, 6 years old, when he was very young. But Gary didn't want to be, a lot of times we'd be press boxes where we would go to broadcast a football game, you know, allowed to be, you know, 200 or 300 feet up there. And I said, Gary, just let me grab you. I was a big old guy, and I said, let me just carry you up there. And he said, you just go on and get up there. He said, I'm paralyzed. I'm not crippled.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't want to be dependent on anybody. And he could do anything he wanted. He put his mind to do it.
That's right. I remember him driving that pace car around all the time.
And he and I fished a lot together.
Now, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a great fisherman. And a fly fisherman. He was really good. We fished greenleaf all the time. And he loved to catch those little perch on a fly rod. And he had worked that. We sat way out. And I'd throw a worm of fish for bass, and he'd throw that fly rod. But we fished all the lakes. We fished Eufaula and Fort Gibson Lake. Gary was a great fisherman and loved to fish. As a matter of fact, his last trip back to Oklahoma, he and I went out, and his wife, Betty, he was married to at that time, and I'm sure he was still married to her when he passed away. Or she was a great person.
Yeah, I never met her.
And she was wonderful. She was a great helpmate to him, and she really helped him. And he was always in front, and she was always in the background. Gary was a great newsman out there in California. You know, he was one of the top radio newsmen.
Yeah, didn't he work at KNX 1070?
KNX.
Yeah, right.
He covered some things out there. He was telling me about when I was out there in the state about a month. Of course, I wasn't,
Well, you know, KLAC was a pretty darn big station back then, a good country station, and it really had a good sound.
I got a great interview there, but Gary said it all. Gary was really well-known and well-liked all in that area there.
Yeah, Jim Miller was telling me last week that he was driving down the freeway, the Ventura Freeway, and he looked up, and there was Gary Clark on a billboard.
Yeah, Gary was very popular in California. He lived there in Thousand Oaks, but he did the radio station at KNX. He worked at wasn't in Los Angeles. It was in a smaller town outside Los Angeles. I forget which town it was. It wasn't far from Thousand Oaks, where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
But he got me that interview. And I got the job. But what I want to tell about Gary Clark. Gary was a great radio man. He wanted everything to be exactly right except for being on time. But it all had to be professional from the get-go. Even we'd do our ball games. When I did them, we just stepped in the booth and started talking. Well, Gary, he had everything set up. Ed Goldman.
Yeah, I remember Ed. He also had
Ed
polio.
He kind of helped Gary get this started because Ed wanted everything to be. We did a run through on what everybody's job was, and we set it up to be a professional broadcast, and it was. Gary was really great on play by play, and we were going to a football game one night at Bartlesville. We topped the hill, and here was all these cops. And the bank at Pryor had been robbed. The bank at Veneta had been robbed. We came up over the hill, and here's all these cops had all these automatic weapons. Of course, I'm driving, you know, and I'm not allowed to say anything. And we drive up there, and poor Gary said, "Jim, don't say nothing." There's four guys in the car, you know, in this car. And the guy said, "You didn't rob the bank in Veneta, did you?" And I said, "I don't know. Would you repeat that question?" Gary sat over there and said, "Oh, God, we'll never make
it. If you're going to jail, right."
Yeah, he was so scared. And finally, I kind of bartered around with him. And, they had the guns on us, too. You know, all the automatic weapons pointing at us. And, find out that no, we're going to Bartlesville to broadcast a football game. And so they opened our trunk, they'd seen all our equipment, broadcast equipment. They said, "Okay, go ahead." But Gary said, "I'll never go to another ball game with you."
Yeah. I remember, you know, I had forgotten about him always being late. He used to follow me at one time, and I always had to play two records and something in the middle, and usually he made it. Sometimes I'd have to say about 15 after 10 or whatever, Gary Clark will be here in a little bit.
And you know something else about Gary that a lot of people didn't know? He could sing as good as anybody.
Well, I think over in Stillwater when he was going to school, he sang with a band for a while, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and when I was having a show down at the old Roxy Theater, and somebody kept saying, "Why don't you get Gary Clark on us?" I'm the star there that night.
Yeah.
You know, I knew two songs, and I always did one of them first.
Yeah, that's the best way.
So I'd go out and sing my two songs, and it was a big deal. We had the house full, and they kept saying, "Get Gary to sing." And finally I said, "Okay." So I said, "Come on out." I introduced Gary. Of course, Gary comes out, and he gets a guitar, hangs it over his shoulder, standing on his crutches.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, they wouldn't let him quit. He sang, and he was good.
Yeah, I had heard that about him, that he was a pretty good singer.
And he could do, see, that's what I want. I want the people, of course, a lot of people around Muskogee that's moved in here after the 70s, they won't remember Gary. And a lot of the people, you know, they forgot.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. About a third of our audience, they don't know what we're talking about. But
a lot of people that was here in the 70s don't remember Gary Clark and Jim Cazay. But Gary was a great radio man. He loved Muskogee and this area.
Yeah, he did.
His family here. He's got two boys that live down in
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and...
Well, I didn't know that.
I went down one time and when I was out there, when I came back from California, I tried to find them for him, and I couldn't find them. They're very successful, though. Both of them was.
Yep. Well, Jim, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us some Gary Clark stories. And last week you had the bug, but you got over it, huh?
I'm still a little puny, but I'm doing great.
Yeah, I've got. I had it last week, too, but, you know, the show goes on. I remember one time you lectured me. I did a bunch of doctor jokes one time, you know, about how bad I was and how bad I felt, and you lectured me about, "Hey, don't say you feel bad. You're making us feel bad." You're right about that.
Yeah.
But I had these great doctor jokes, and it was a great reason to tell them.
I really, the radio world in California and this part of the country is going to miss people like Gary Clark.
Yeah, they are. Thanks very much, Jim Cazay. Thanks for sharing your time. When are you going to Greenleaf again?
I'm going to Greenleaf Saturday morning.
Okay, look for Jim Cazay. He'll have the hat on.
Yeah.
You always have that hat on,
I'll have a hat on that says Country Jim Fishing Guide.
And they can look you up, and you know where all the fish are.
I got their zip code.
Okay, thanks, Jim Cazay.